The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so that the necessary may speak. Hans Hofmann, German-born American painter. This month, Scrapponomics has been about giving you tips on how to prepare for spring cleaning. Since we left off in your backyard last week, let's stay outside and take a look at your tool shed. In your tool shed, you may find things like old tools, a lawnmower, ladders, and a bandsaw. Maybe your lawnmower gave out on you last year and you haven't had time to buy a new one until now. Maybe the tools have been used so much that they're ineffective. And maybe you can't sell your old bandsaw online like you'd hoped. Well, a lot of this material as scrap will be considered sheet iron. Remember, sheet iron needs to be 70 to 80% steel, whereas the remaining 20 to 30% can be plastic, wood, rubber, etc. This means you don't have to remove the handles from the tools, for example. You can bring them in as is. Same thing goes for the bandsaw. You don't need to dismantle it. You can bring it in as is, and Friedland will purchase it as sheet iron. The only difference with the lawnmower is that it needs to be free of any oils or gases before Friedland will buy it. Once the oils and gases have been drained, the lawnmower, too, will be sheet iron. Here's where your trusty magnet comes in. Old ladders tend to be made from aluminum and won't stick to your magnet. Newer ladders are made with aluminum and fiberglass for safety reasons. So if you plan to replace your old ladder, Friedland will purchase it as aluminum extrusion or irony aluminum if it contains steel rivets, for example. The list goes on and on as you keep searching through your house for old things to scrap recycle. And as you keep doing it, you simplify more than your house. You simplify your life, and you get paid for doing it. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.